The prophet Jeremiah in our first reading spoke about a promise. And now this promise is a good news for people who live in exile. They were sent into exile because they did not become faithful to the covenant that they made with Yahweh. In other words, they turned their backs. They were stubborn people. And so as a punishment, they were sent into exile. Yet God never gave up on his people. He sent them a hope and a promise. And what is that promise? The promise is that a shoot from David will come. And this shoot will give justice. If people before, when they were in exile, they live in injustice because of sin. Now, with the coming of this shoot from David, justice will reign. And people will experience some sort of stability in their lives. You know, when people live in sin, there is no actually stability. There is no security in their lives. That's why justice has to be introduced once again. And this shoot from David, which the prophet Jeremiah prophesies, will do that. He will bring justice. For his name, actually, according to Jeremiah, is justice. So he will set things right, and he will transform lives, the lives of people which have been devastated by sin. This shoot from David will transform it. And again, the people will experience some form of stability, for this is the action of God. For this shoot is justice. The letter to the Thessalonians, my dear brothers and sisters, speaks about Jesus Christ, who will bring stability into the lives of people. He will bring salvation. So salvation is actually a security, a stability. When we are saved from damnation, when we are saved from sin, we experience some sort of stability in our lives. And God fulfills this promise. You know, God is not like us human beings. I'm ashamed to do this. I am ashamed rather to say this. Because when God made a promise, what's next? He keeps it. Right? Unlike us, many, many times, we make a lot of promises. I will do this. I will do that. But we never keep, fulfill our promises. I will be a good husband. I will be a good child. I will be a good Christian, etc., etc. Look at God. When God made a promise, he fulfills it. At least, dear brothers and sisters, this season of Advent, let it be our resolution that when we make a promise, we will fulfill it with the grace of God. And God prepares the people in what way that God prepares the people for the coming of Jesus the Messiah? Three very important points. Children, do you have pens and papers? No, just kidding. Just kidding. Number one, according to St. Paul, we have to grow in love. We have love, but we have to be a little bit mature in our loving. A loving heart is open. A loving heart is attentive to the needs of other people, especially the needy. So this is what St. Paul reminded the Thessalonians. Okay, you already have love, but try as much as possible to grow in your love. Don't be satisfied with what you're doing now. Try to be mature. Try to grow in your love. Second, live holy and blameless lives. Uphold moral principles. Moral principles. Nowadays, morality has been eroded from the very fiber of man's life. Especially when the world would bombard us with all this, you know, stuff that really erode our moral principles. St. Paul reminded the Thessalonians that as you long for the coming of Jesus Christ, this is very, very important. It is of utmost importance that you live holy and blameless life. Uphold moral principles. When the world would introduce immorality, shun that, avoid that, but rather live principles of morality, upright, blameless life. Third, this is very, very important also. Make progress in virtues. Virtue comes from the Latin vir, viri. And you know what this vir, viri means? Strength, manly strength. Not the physical strength that we gain from when we go to the gym. It's not the strength. Inner strength. So St. Paul reminded the Thessalonians that make progress in virtues. In other words, cultivate more virtues. Make your life full of virtues. Especially now, practice the virtue of patience. Isn't it a lot of people today are becoming impatient? Oh, Father, I'm becoming impatient with my son, with my daughter-in-law, with my mother-in-law, with my husband, with my wife, with my boss. I am becoming impatient. Cultivate. Be progressive in virtues. Understanding. Be just. And especially to the young, be temperate. Temperance is a virtue, but we many, many times disregard. And so this season of Advent, we are all reminded, are we temperate in food, even in material things? We kept on accumulating many, many things which we really do not need. We do not need. So make progress in virtues. Cultivate more virtues in our lives. And this is the apt and proper preparation for the coming of Jesus Christ. The gospel, St. Luke presents to us images of destruction. The sun, the moon, and the stars. And people are gripped or filled with fear when they hear this. And a new creation is coming. But let us not focus on the signs or images of destruction. We have heard a lot of natural calamities. But rather focus our attention on what will happen next. And what is that? After this destruction, images of destruction, the Son of Man will come. So let us focus on the Son of Man, Jesus, who will be coming. He will come in glory and in power. And he will recreate history. So let us not focus, as I said, on the natural calamities, but rather on the Son of Man who will come and he will recreate our lives. Again, if Saint Paul has reminders for the Thessalonians or the Thessalonian community who are so eager about the second coming of Christ. Saint Luke in our gospel has also some reminders, not only for his audience, but for us modern day Christians. First, stand up straight, according to Saint Luke. When the Son of Man will come, stand up straight, for your liberation, for your salvation is at hand. Again, what does Luke mean when he says, stand up straight? It's not the literal, oh, stand up straight. It is an inner standing up. That means live again an upright lives. That is usually the basic when we wait for the coming. So let us examine our lives. Am I living an upright life right now? What if Jesus would suddenly come to me and he would judge me? Will I be worthy of his judgment? So there is still time for us, my dear brothers and sisters. Live an upright life. That is the meaning of stand up straight. Let your head high up. Second, be sober. Remember that sobriety is also a virtue. Be sober. Avoid vices. You know, vices is the opposite of virtue. Virtue is the repetition of the same good act, but vices is the repetition of the same bad act. If you know that it is bad and it has bad influence on us, why will we continue doing that? So ask ourselves, ask yourself, why we still continue doing these vices? Why? Because vices makes us drowsy, make our spirit dull. Remember, we are not aware of that. When we are into vices, our spirit are made dull and drowsy. And once our spirit, our soul is drowsy and dull, then it cannot listen to the voice of God. Our soul could not soar high to God. It is being pulled down by these vices. So any form of vices, avoid that. Be sober. And the third and the most important thing, my dear brothers and sisters, in order for us to stand up straight before the Son of Man, and in order for us to be sober and to make progress in virtue, the third important reminder is very, very important for us to follow, and this is prayer. So be vigilant and be prayerful. Not only the season of Advent, for prayer directs our minds and our hearts to God. And once it is directed to God, then we can avoid all these worldly things that control us. Let our season of Advent be a true season of preparation.